welcoming newcomers with an easy onboarding path. I begin by quoting last month's post. There should be a place that all newcomers are funneled to and through. It should be a welcoming place where there are active discussions about how to make friends, connect with coworkers in other countries, and provide guidance for choosing communities. This month, I continue to develop this concept by examining the onboarding path. The people who come to your enterprise social network have varied backgrounds, from social advocates to those who don't get social and others who don't want to be social but are forced into it. Some of these newcomers will need more attention than others, and a few will need a bit of a psychological push to get them comfortably on board. If this endeavor is yours, start looking at onboarding from the end user's perspective. Create that welcome community, making sure that all people who are new to the system must start here. The community should provide an easy onboarding path to learning how ESN and communities work. Hint: avoid providing a list of instructions. The published image is an example of an easy onboarding path. Join and welcome. The newcomer joins the community and is welcomed, hopefully via an automatic feed, sharing just a little. Next, the newcomer answers a simple poll about why they are here. Be realistic when creating the poll answers and include options such as recommended by my manager and want to know if this tool is right for my project. This helps you gauge the type of users that you're dealing with, ones who are required to come and others who are considering this tool, among many, as a solution. Talking and sharing. Ask them to share a bit about themselves. Better not to specify what they need to share or how much. Everyone has a different comfort level when it comes to divulging personal information. Make them be comfortable. I envision this step as one discussion thread where everybody introduces themselves, giving the latest newcomer a chance to read others' introductions and participate in a discussion. This is a great opportunity to add a link to their ESN profile and encourage them to fill it out. Hint: if you send them out of the community, ensure that it opens in a new tab so that the newcomer does not lose sight of the Welcome Wagon community. Create a hallway. Have newcomers click through to a document, which gives a quick visual on how to follow people in the group. Add why they should follow these people, equating following to a hallway at the office. That is, following your friends and coworkers' public conversations on ESN is a bit like bumping into these people while discussing these same issues in the hallway. De-emphasize change. Offer bite-sized, on-demand training, allowing newcomers to get some of their questions answered quickly. The example does not deal with how-to, but rather aims to create familiarity by de-emphasizing change with short webinars like follow people down the hall and about following and discussions are better email about discussion threads. Regular virtual training is suggested, which could briefly teach attendees how to use an aspect of the ESN. Allow more time for questions than instruction. Hint: directly invite those members who have joined the community in the last 2 months. Keep up the interest. Give newcomers a reason to stay active in the community with regular discussions which show them all the different uses the ESN can afford them. Coordinating with coworkers abroad, hints for working with the tool on a daily basis, or how to group all the information their team needs into one community. Hint: add the occasional testimonial from previous users of this Welcome Wagon community to give newcomers another end user's perspective on the community and ESN. Read and comment at www.betterlearningcommunities.com. Follow me on Twitter at Sharon Lena PEARC. This blog post's short URL is tiny.cc/welcomewagon. This has been Sharon Lena Pierce with Better Learning Communities.